Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone, finally got my dad back. Live or bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatch my dad back, guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home, welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at, a place to study math at. Matter of fact, I learned it all, burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath, you can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master, slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy, who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it, however, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home, instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen that have grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable, little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Good evening, everybody. This is a True Graduation Channel. And I am your host, Big Sham, right here in Chicago. My co-host is the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse. My man's on the ones and the twos is Brother Shaky, the street legend himself, the Chicago street legend, Brother Shaky. And my new partner in crime, Brother Mister. Another great Thursday, y'all. We are here on this Thursday. We still here. That's all I can say. We are here, man. By the grace of God, we are all here. Let me give a shout-out to my sponsors, as always, Brother Leroy, the Clock South Crew. The 1-800, keep it real all day, all night, every day show. You, man, everybody, all the listeners, all the participants in the conversation, we thank you. We couldn't do it without you. By way of announcement, let's see, hold on, let me get my glasses, hold on, y'all. Brother Mouse, man, I just came from Brother Mighty Mouse's mother's viewing. We want to pray for Brother Mouse and his family. Let's see, the funeral is actually tomorrow. Leaking Sons, 184th and Pulaski, if you can get by there. Tomorrow morning from 9 to 10, 10 to 12. 9 to 10 is the wake, and funerals from 10 to 12, I believe. That's tomorrow. Leaking Sons, that's Brother Mighty Mouse, Lil Derek, his mom. If you can, stop by. Show him some love, man. Man, the best chef in the land, Brother Lee, and my West Side, brethren, Brother Westside Scrap, their mother passed. If you didn't know, man, show them some love. give them a text. You know, sometimes I text, you know, in the beginning, you know, people, they trying to do what they trying to do, you know, just gather themselves and just trying to figure it out. So, you know, even a text, man, just to show them that you're thinking about them, man, you know, send them dudes a text. I haven't gotten any information yet. It just happened. So we waiting on some information, but just by way of announcement, Brother Shepley and Brother Grab lost their mother. So pray for them and the rest of their, you know, media family and so forth and so on. Just keep them in your prayers. Let's see. What am I looking for? Okay. The bowling party. People are texting me, calling me, asking me about our annual bowling party. It is, again, the last Saturday in February, February the 24th. It will be at the same location, Olympia Lanes. We will be bowling. We will have food. So come on out and fellowship with us, as Brother Larry would say. You know, smack talk, so forth and so on. You know, let's get the juices flowing for this upcoming 2024 True Grudge racing season. Olympia Lane, 4150 Calumet Avenue. That is on Calumet, Olympia Lane. We will be there. They do have a bar, pool table, of course, the bowling lane. So come on out and have a good time with us that day. That is February the 24th, Saturday, February the 24th at 8 o'clock. Saturday, February the 24th, Olympia Lane, annual bowling party. And mark your calendar. Whether or not y'all know it, the race season will be here before you know it. So, and me saying that, the big stage, June 15th, mark your calendars. Father's Day weekend. They don't do nothing for us nowhere on Father's Day. So y'all might as well come on out and make everybody come because it's Father's Day. So mark your calendars, man. We trying to get ourselves together, man. We got some big stuff that's in the works. Man, I'm excited already. You know, some people that are just as excited as I am, you know, they're trying to put something together. Man, so let's get ready. If you're not ready, get ready. If you want to be ready, get ready. June 15th, Saturday, June the 15th. That Friday, we will have Test and Tune that Friday. So if you want to prepare yourself, we will definitely be there on that Friday as well. So get ready, y'all. That's all I can say. Y'all need to get ready if you're not ready. Wait, let's see. Let me go. I'm out. I'm supposed to have some help tonight. I'm going to be cussing tomorrow, but I ain't going to say nothing. Wait a minute. Let me go back to the board. Let's see what we got. I don't know where Shaky is. Let's see something. Hold on. Let's see. Mister, are you there? Let me look. Mister, are you there? Is anybody there? Mister, where you at? Hello,
what's up,
hello,
big bro?
Hello. What up with it? What's going on? Man,
slow
soup just warmed over. Name soup just warmed over, man. What's the word?
Just calling in to see what kind of drama I can start tonight.
Oh, man. Well, you know, good drama, bad drama. What kind of drama are you trying to fight? We just trying to see something. Let me see.
That's what they say. All drama is good drama, but I'm just waiting on a few people to get in and see. I'm just waiting on a few people to get in and see who on, see what buttons I can push.
Oh, really? Well, you don't have to wait on them. You can push whatever buttons you want to push, and I guarantee you.
I do want to say one thing. Jeremiah, if he's on, he's a big liar, Jeremiah. I do want to start with that. Jeremiah's a big liar. Jeremiah told me if I get my stuff together, he don't care what I got, what I do. Run me a Bobby Cole race, head up, I drive, he drive. On the other night, front his son told me to lock in. I tried to, had skin on the phone. What kind of mode I got to have and all that. So I want to call him out first. I'm a liar.
Wait. Oh.
And we'll continue on after that.
Oh, Lord have mercy, man. I ain't got nothing to say, man. I'm trying to be as diplomatic as I possibly can. I'm not going to say a word. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm sure the phones is ringing. The bat lines are on ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ring-a-ling-a-ling right now. I ain't going to say a word. Now let me wait a minute. Let me pull something out of the archives. Let me look and see if I find something. Oh, man.
Say, big bro.
Big wise. I think, I always say something about a topic. Let's see if I can ask a question. Let's see. I'm just trying to get myself acclimated. I just got here. Oh, no. It should be over here. I don't know, mister. I always try to keep a ram in the bush to get things started. Or if anybody got, if anybody got a question, they can ask it themselves. This is a perfect opportunity. The show is really quiet. And this is your opportunity. Wait a minute. Who is that? Is that Shaky? Is that you? Or is that you, Mister? I follow you. I hear them kids in the background. Let me see. Let's look.
That might have been me with my son. Let me go on mute.
No, yeah. I know it's got it. Shaky, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
I'm here, sir. Finally, I'm sorry I'm a little late. I've been at Bernard trying to return some of this stuff and try to put that money back on their credit card.
It was all right. I can't, I ain't got nothing to complain about, Shaky. I ain't got nothing to complain about, man. I'm all right. I'm moving and grooving on my own. I don't have nothing to complain about, man. I'm telling you, I really don't.
Yeah, but I miss Mr. Mouse. I'm sorry to hear his mind gone, man. Who are we?
Yeah, man. It's going on right now, man. We just, like I say, we just trying to keep our head above water at this point. Mm. Let's see. Trying to find it. I always try to write stuff down. I'm trying to find this paper with this stuff on it. A few questions that I had.
Mister said he tried.
They just got on. Okay, the bowling party. Let me repeat that because somebody just texted me about the bowling party. The bowling party, February Saturday, the last Saturday in February, y'all. February the 24th. Olympia Lanes on Calumet Avenue, same bat channel, same bat time, same bat channel. 8 o'clock that Saturday. We will have food there. If you like to shoot pool, they got a pool with in the bar area, a pool table. So if you want to play some pool, they do have a pool table in the bar area where they sell drinks or whatever. So just cause we'll have food and the bowling lanes, we will be bowling. So come on out, have a good time with us. You, we will be there. I locked the date in yesterday.
Excuse me.
Yes.
You leaving something out, man. The best
part of the
bowling party was the drag racing, man. So, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Shaky, I said earlier, I don't know, you must have just came on. I said, you know, it's time to, you know, stimulate some things. You know, it's always, when we get together, something's going to get stimulated. So, you know, we're going to try to stimulate some things and so forth and so on. You know what I'm saying? That's what Mr. is. But they already stimulating already. Mr. came on here and said.
No, sir, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when the party was over, those people went to go drag race, man. What you talking about?
Oh, man. Now, you know what? Hey, Shaky, it's funny that you say that.
Oh man.
You know, they called me the other day, and they said, hey, man, bring your regular car. Whatever regular car, bring your regular car. We going to play.
That's what I'm talking about.
Last year, them people, they was getting it on. I hadn't had fun like that in a long time. Them people was getting it on last year. Jack Ball, Lenny Bunch, who else? It was a few of them back there, and they just kept going, man. It was hilarious.
Okay,
man, I swear.
I ain't had so much fun
like that in a long time, man. So I don't know. I'm just saying that's what they, you know, they trying to, you know, anything can happen at the bowling party. That's all I can say.
Some people don't have, you know.
That's what we do. You know what I'm talking about? That's exactly what we do, man.
Do you remember about 2 weeks ago when I was talking about how that guy Liddy was special? He started it off.
They kicked it off. Vaughn and I think Jack Ball and Puerto Rico Pete with his little whatever that thing he's driving, and it just tripled down from there. Then who was that in that big truck? Somebody was in a big truck. I can't remember, but yeah, they was getting it on, man. It was serious. Hey, and that's the thing too. It wasn't no whole lot of money. It was just like grassroots fun, man. Them people was gambling. They was like, man, I'm gonna give you this, and we gonna do this, you know. And this was just, you know, it was back to back to back to back. They just, it was fun, man. That's all I can say, man. So
yes, sir.
Hopefully,
yes, sir.
You know, we, you know, something good will come out of it, man. As it always does, man. I appreciate them dudes, man. They made my night with that. Now the chicken man, he is in queue. Let's see. Come on with it, chicken man.
Let's see.
Hello.
Oh no.
You answered the question. Yeah. I just was wondering about the bowling party. I want to let you know tonight. Yeah, you answered my question. So. I'm gonna let the show rock on. I'm gonna be good tonight. I ain't gonna shout no shit. Let's call upon her.
Hey,
no only thing I can tell you is there. I can tell you that one thing though. Damn near. Hey, you ever heard the song "99 Bottles of Beer on the Wall"? 99 bottles of beer. To change that to days. It's about too many days on the wall. Each day is ticking out.
Oh, man.
About 100 days, about 100 more days. Think about it.
Ooh,
in 3 months, 30 days in each month. It's about 100 days. About 3 months. About 100.
Because we already in the middle of January, so February. Yeah. March, April. The season opened in April up here. I mean, of course, you know, everybody, you know, be locked today to school. So let's just say May 1st, it's something bound to happen. It's time to fly back.
Just the tea is kind of exciting.
He ready to go. He done got back together. Man, what you tell him, Terrio? I'm back.
He said
he like Michael Jordan. I'm back.
Driving it off. Thanks, Shaky.
I appreciate it. Sound like a little excited.
Thanks, Shaky.
Oh, man.
Hey, for that pep call that you gave me a few months ago, it turned out pretty good.
Well, man, God is good. When you see Tally, you recognize it, right?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to be good. I ain't going to start no shit tonight. I'm just saying.
Well, man.
No, I mean, you can call whatever you want if you want to now.
It ain't shit. Hey, all your topics you didn't talk about. So, shit. What's your main thing? If you ain't ready, you better get ready. But then you got to realize those Saturdays is fucked up out here in these streets. So, I mean, shit. Yeah.
Especially these people that's talking, you know, they talking reckless. They've been talking reckless. They better get ready.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the same shebang, though. It's that same old shebang.
Well,
shit,
you know,
a couple of crazies.
Somebody asked me a question. Let me see. Let me get this. Somebody asked me something, right? Now, you know, it's not like it's a new question, but it is in a sort of sense because there may be a difference, and I think it is, but nonetheless, you know, they were just, they asked a question. You know, some people, they are saying, what do I want to say? They'll say people are, you know, you scared. You know, Terry, how many times somebody said, man, you scared the devil, or Shaky, or mess to anybody. You know, you scared the devil. They'll say you scared. Now, in your mind, I know, Terry, I don't want to use you because you have said it plain and simple that you are an emotional racer. You know, you get in that moment, and then sometimes you just go off because you get to talking, and then it just, you know, it just, you go off. So I say that to say the question was posed to me that, mister, you back?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there a difference between gambling and being scared to lose?
Hell yeah. Think about it.
Gambling and scared to lose.
Being
scared to lose, somebody will get up, you know, they ain't going to go because they just scared to lose. What's the difference? Like, if you say, oh, you scared, Shannon, you know, you'll say I'm scared, right? But to me, shit, I ain't scared. I'm being cautious. I don't think, you know, I can win. You know, I've been hearing it lately. I think it was a couple weeks ago, a month ago, you know, it was Tate. He got on, he was talking about, why it ain't no racing. He was talking about gambling. You know, just the mindset. Talking about the mindset.
Right. You gotta have heart.
That him, Ryan, they all which is not unheard of, more than one person always talks about you having heart in racing. You know, of course you do. Some people they got more heart than the next person. And when I say heart, they'll take a bigger chance. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, and there's so many variations of why you take a chance or whatever. But is it a difference, you know, scared to lose? You know, some of these people, they scared to lose. They what do I want to say? You can't be scared to lose. If you're scared to lose, you will never race nobody ever in life. You're just not never going to race. But gambling, you know, some people, you know, they say, oh, man, why you won't do that? And it's such a fine line as far as I'm concerned because it's things that everybody won't do. You know, it's something that you won't do, Terrio, that somebody else will do, and then some things that you'll do,
somebody else ain't going to do it. They ain't going to do it. They're not going to try it. So I'm just curious, you know, somebody had brought that, you know, to me and was like, man, what's the difference between gambling and being scared to lose? Y'all want to elaborate on that?
Well, if you ain't gambling, how can you lose? Once you take a gamble, you know, once you're a gambler or once you take a gamble, you know there's a possibility of losing. But can you stand to lose it? That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest issue. And then It didn't make it no better with this what you got going on now. The talk shows and YouTube, motherfuckers talk all that shit, and some people just can't stand that shit. That's all they can't stand and be talked about, or you know, they're afraid to be talked.
You know what? Let me, Terrio. I'm glad you said that because years ago, you would go talking shit has been Okay, I got two of the main ones, Terrio and Shaky. It has been going on forever and ever and ever. What is the difference now in being on the show opposed to being at the garage doing the same thing? What's the difference? What's the biggest difference now?
You could be a superhero. On the show, you could be a superhero. You could be a faggot. You could be a police officer. You could be anything on this goddamn show, because hell. And you got to match the voice with the face. And hell, you ain't right there. But once you at the garage, I could be talking to Shaky or you and say, man, you ain't going to do shit, man. You ain't going. And it can happen. Hey, I put it to you like this, like this here, Shannon, and I can't use you because that your situation married happily. But say, like, for instance, you got a pretty woman. That broad is real, real fine. Mm-hmm. If you can lay her down right then at the moment, you might do it. But the farther you drive to that destination, the more you think about what you got to lose. Then you're going to say, I ain't going to do it. So if it can happen at the spur of the moment, you're going to do it. Well, that's just like racing. You at that garage, you talk all that junk. You at that garage, you talking that smack and everything. Your adrenaline going and everything. Man, get your ass down. But you do this, what they doing now. Hey, man, Sam, tell you what. Lock in a G on 2000 or better at Bobby Cole race. Hell, that's April 28th or whatever. Man, shit. Of course you could. Hell.
That give you a way out is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's too far away. And that's the difference on the radio.
Now, you know what? But Terrio, see, I ain't never understood this. That, I mean, if you lock in whatever it is, I mean, 200, 300, 500, 1,000, it don't matter.
Right.
Now, just for me, this is my opinion. You know, people, they don't have no, it's like, that free money, they'll get out of the way like it ain't nothing. Like me, I dare not. If I lock you in, my whole objective is to prepare myself for you. I am paying some free money is like it would have to be the very last of the last of the last. I can't see giving you my damn money for nothing.
Yeah. For nothing.
I just can't see it.
But see that you could talk it. That's what I mean by the spare of the moment. Once you're the drilling, you know that you experience this shaking, y'all. A lot of the racists experience something that I never experienced, and I wish I would have. Before I start going to the track and really trying to race at the track, they tell me, y'all, you got the old 41 or that street cars. Chaos out to 2 or 3 in the morning and y'all having a ball. That's because everybody there and the drilling and everything is pumping. But
yeah,
now,
yeah. The track didn't even open up till 5 o'clock. Then it would go till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, that was some good. That was some Fridays. It was Friday.
Now, see, I never experienced that. But now, think about it. I never understood, even at your race, Vaughn's race, any race. I don't understand. Motherfuckers got all day long to race, but then at 9:30 or 40 minutes before the track sit down, everybody want to get in the stage lane and try to talk about a race, man.
Now, you know what? Now you talking about something else. You know what?
I don't know. I'm not really sure why that – why because, okay, if you go back to the street, that – I mean – that I just can't wait to the last minute. That never really happened. I don't think. I don't know if it was on the street. It wasn't no time frame.
It was no last minute. It was never last minute on the street.
Big Sam. But you also and talk about this all the time. Things have evolved. So the way that you guys' cars were set up to run on the streets, those smicks and the times that you were running. Cars are just not set up like that now. So a lot of these guys, especially the faster guys, you know, not giving them no excuse, but they wait for the right time, you know, where they feel like the track has come around, you know, the weather is good, the track is good and tight for their cars to work. You know what I mean? It's just not the same no more.
I'm trying to refute you, mister.
But not 20 minutes before the track, though.
Now, I would agree with Terrio, not 20 minutes before the track closed, but I'm just saying, like, you know, so guys not wanting to run in the heat of the day, you know, when they get to talking about the track being, you know, gummy and things like that, their cars are just not set up the same. You know, when you guys had those cars on the street running slower times with the, you know, with the slicks and the bigger tires and stuff like that, it's just... You know, like I say, everything has evolved. You know what I mean? This is what racing
but
is
mister,
now. So.
I love what you said, mister, but I'm, you got to go down the same track I go down. So whatever handicap I got going down there, you got to stay
just because Terrio, but just because Terrio don't mind having a paddle test or whatever the case may be or putting his car or his life in danger don't mean the next guy willing to gamble his money like that. You know, the object of racing is, you know, to beat you to the finish line and make a clean hit and beat you to the finish line. These people are not willing to go out there and run for 2, 3, 4, 5 or more thousand and have a paddle fest or possibly stuff their car into the wall. They're just not willing to do that.
Listen to what
you
just said, mister, down, you kind of get to yourself now. You just said the object is to get down the track. So you could get your car down the track. Now, you may not want to take some of the power out of it just to get down the track.
Terrio, but that's you and I saying that. We don't know if they can get down the track or not. You know what I mean? Which makes that excuse more valid.
Any car
can
get down the track, mister.
Right.
Any car can get down the track because you got to realize,
everybody is not a tuner. It'd be more... than just pull power out the car. You know what I'm saying? It's other adjustments some of these guys have to make to get their cars down the track. See, that's one of the
power
is
everything.
If it was just pulling power out the car, you know, me and Fly, I think that's Fly. We done talked about it, right? You know, most of these people don't know what compression and rebound is, making bar chain, you know, bar angle, things like that. If it was always just pulling power out the car, then everybody would be able to get down the track. None of them would really have to have, you know, the tuners that they have
they
to have.
But they don't want to pull the power out because you're going to go
slow. Hey, Terrio.
Yes, sir.
Terrio and Mills.
Go ahead, Fly.
I'm going to say this. Both of y'all have great points, but I think they vary a little bit on the spectrum that y'all talking about. And let me address Terrio first. Hey, yeah, man, I just heard the staging man line say the lane's going to close at 10 o'clock. So now it's 9:50. Hey, Terrio, you pussy motherfucker, get your weak ass over there right now, motherfucker. I'll blow your motherfucking ass off. Hey, man, we ain't got time. With my battery ain't charged, this and that. Well, I didn't come to you to 9:52 knowing it ain't but 8 minutes. I see you over there ain't put fuel in your car. You ain't got your battery charged. You really was low packing up your shit to go home. But now here right. I come. Man, that pussy, right. Then tomorrow is that pussy-ass Terrio. I call this weak-ass out. He didn't even want to do shit. Nigga, you came yeah, over there yeah. Flop at 9:55. The man was packing up to go home. So,
there
hey, but Terrio, on a different spectrum, if I came over there at 9:50 and said, Terrio, get your pussy-ass around there, and you said, yeah, nigga, I'm ready. Let's go. Then I'd be, hold on, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be back in a minute. Let me go to the bathroom. I'll be right back to lock this money up with you. Hey, Terrio, then I come out the bathroom with everybody pulling out the track. And I said, man,
hey,
I had shit, man. My stomach was messed up.
Yeah.
So, but on what Mister is saying, Terrio, you have done that as well because I've seen you, and it's all in the preparation of the cars, track, and surface. Terrio, you don't call some motherfuckers out in the heat of the day because guess what? You knew your shit would go down, and there was a possibility because of the way they were set up, they wouldn't. Hey, favor Terrio. So everybody has their optimum time, or they want the advantage, at least mentally, in their favor. So, again, you got to go back to, like you said, ain't no sense. I'm going to do what Mr. said. You go out and we spend thousands of dollars on shocks with 25 different adjustments, but we want to leave them on one motherfucking sitting. So what's the purpose? What's
Flop.
The point?
Hey, Flop, I can agree with Mr. He said in the heat of the day. So let's just say if it was really hot outside, let's just say, you know, if it's, whatever, you know, if the temperature, the track temperature is 115, 120, and it's 90-something degrees, with humidity is 99 degrees, I understand that. I understand that wholeheartedly. But if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's sunny, and it's 80 degrees outside, what's the problem? I don't understand. Just because it's the heat of the day, you can't. It's 80 degrees outside. What are you talking about?
Well, here's the thing, Sham. Again, you got, and of course I'm making examples. You got a drag radio car that's a 28 radio car nitrous. I got one that's 28 nitrous. We both got 6 cylinders in them. Da 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 da. I'm just trying to make the comparison equal. Again. You can go out there and go down in the heat of the day. But then if I really don't want to race, Sham, nigga, the only reason you can go down in the heat of the day, that weak motherfucker ain't got no power because I really just don't want to fucking race you because I can't fix my car to get down in the heat of the day. So it's a fuck, man. You'll be amazed, and I'm going to include myself, at the excuses that we come up with, you know, For every situation. So instead of, hey, man, I don't want to fuck with you. You might be a little too much, you know. And I think our pride is a big issue because nobody wants to, and I'm going to use the sheriff's word, nobody wants to bend a knee. Nobody wants to bend the knee. But in the end, some of us don't have pride. I ain't got no problem. Hey, Sham, that shit look way too rough for me. You done lost your fucking mind. And then that goes back into that first thing. Are you scared to lose or take a gamble and shit? Well, hell, I ain't going to take no motherfucking gamble where I think I got a 13-second car and Sham can run low 12s. Hell no, I ain't going to fucking take that gamble because y'all don't know what I know. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about me when it comes to my money. So,
it was without the explanation, you kind of hit on it. It's like people will try to downplay their, you scared because I don't feel comfortable enough in taking the gamble that you comfortable enough to take.
Right.
Oh, you ain't doing you're not right. No, I just don't want to take the gamble that you will take. It's some people like I can go to the top of the board and tell the people that really don't care, they will just gamble just to be gambling. They don't have no they ain't got no filter. You know, they just gonna try it just because. You know what I'm saying? Terry, I use him because he say he is emotional. If you get to talking slick to Terrio, he's subject to do something because that's just who he is. He'll tell you. You get to talking and he and remotely even have a little daylight to win, he gonna try it. Now you got some people that, in my opinion, that they don't care nothing about nothing. They just if you say something to them, they gonna figure out something. If you say it's like almost like you know you could say something to somebody flop, and then you don't think they gonna say come on. These people they gonna be like come on, I want that. Yeah, come on.
They can.
Then you got somebody that just they like the race, but they just what do I call them? They cautious. You know they real cautious.
I can give you
like,
a perfect example. I can give you a perfect example, and I don't mind naming names. Okay, you know what my car looks like, right?
Yep.
And I'm going to just say this. I know personally, I wouldn't give a damn anybody short of Jesus Christ telling me to do it. I'm going to cuss them out. But I know to even belong on the same parking lot as somebody like Jay. But you got his cronies will say, you look just like Zay. Man, I wouldn't give a fuck if I look like him. Okay, I'm blind, but goddamn, I ain't that fucking blind. And shit, it's night and day difference. But they'll say, you look like him. You just scared to take a gamble. Man, please, that motherfucking donkey don't fly over here. I don't belong on the same parking lot with him. But they're, oh, Flopper's cow, he's scared as they. They got the same kind of car. Now, when you hear this, you just say, oh, both of them got Camaros. Man, this man is light years ahead of me in technology or whatever the case is. I ain't talking under his car.
Right.
But they got a good running automobile, and I got some bullshit. So, I know that personally enough to know I can't take your word, Mister's word, or nobody's word for it. You're not going to get my money out of my pocket telling me to go over there and run him.
You better not.
So, but then,
I'll take my word,
but
I'll be lying a lot.
Yeah, but then people will say, you're a cow. You scared to gamble. You scared to take a chance. Okay, well, I tell you what. I'm going to run my car all out. You bet the motherfucking money. Then the whole scenario will change.
Yeah, this is true. Immediately.
So
Vaughn, where you at? I know you on this mic. I saw your number. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is true. Vaughn, you got your mic open? You probably on the road.
Okay, so did y'all figure out when do you determine if somebody's scared? You know, or what? Like how do you determine that?
I think it's really all about it's an opinion. You know, people, like I say, some people, they're quick to tell you, oh, he ain't going to do nothing. He ain't, you know, this or that for whatever reason. But when somebody pull your coattail, you start breaking up. I don't understand that. You was a damn gorilla when it comes to what I'm doing. You a gorilla. Gonna tell me, oh, nigga, you scared to death. What? Then you hear, hey, what you want to do? Oh no, I'll call you tomorrow. What? You gonna call me tomorrow? What happened? My car not ready, you know. I'll let you know. No, nigga. No, come on. What happened to all the aggressiveness? Or you think you got something dead. You'll pick on you. I done seen that many a time. They'll pick on you until no end. And then when somebody that's in their zip code, oh, no, they start breaking up in the conversation. I don't understand that. I do understand it, but, you know, people don't talk about it.
You know, they're scared.
That's interesting. Huh?
They're scared.
What are you saying?
They're scared. that they're scared.
Who is able to call somebody scared, Terrio? That's a lot of this. How can you say I'm scared?
What you just said. What you just said. If damn near two cars, you could run them. Or you've been talking about running this car all along, and now y'all two at the track. Now you got an excuse, man. I can't go. My car ain't running right. That motherfucker just made a nice pass.
How you know it's a nice pass, though, Terry?
Because
how you know it was a nice pass?
Scary, man.
How you know it was a nice pass?
Yeah, honestly, you went down there and made a clean pass, and you sitting up over there, you with all your homies, your coronas or whatever, and that person and nobody haven't been there, and ain't nobody drew on you yet, and you feeling good and shit. You like, shit, man, I'm trying somebody today, boy. You try. Now somebody come an hour or two later, and they go down the track, and you like, man, shit.
Terrio, you missed the point. You missed the point. The point was being, just say Terrio wasn't even there to race nobody. He just came early. He's sitting up in the stands eating his popcorn. He see old Flop make a hit down through there. Then Jeremiah come in the track and say, hey, Flop, let me get on your ass. No, man, I don't want to do nothing, man. And then Terrio said, Flop, you a chicken shit. You just made a good clean hit. But how you know it was a good clean hit? Just say my car can run 13. But my time slip ran 14.
Anybody can be called scary. I think the only way you can, you know, put a man in that category and say he's scary is when you see, 15 people drawing on him and he ain't ran nobody. But being selective with your races, I mean, I don't think that it's being scary. Because just because I race Terrio don't mean I got to run Flop. And I don't give a damn if they say all three of us look alike. You see what I'm saying? Just because you select the races that you want don't make you scary. Now, you know what I mean? If you go to the track with your car and I guess you got a whole slew of people drawing on you and you ain't ran nobody, you know, you go to these tracks and you always claiming you can't get a race. But then, okay, now maybe they can put you in the scary category. But for the guys that's just, you know, selective with their races, I mean, how can you call them scary? You know, he's just going to run the races that he wants. He wants the gambles that he wants, just like everybody else do. You know what I mean? So it's a thin line, but to me, that's part of the game.
Peanut, your mic is open.
Man, I had something to say, but shit, it don't went away now. Everybody touched on a different point, so.
Just start talking, so it'll come back.
Yeah, it'll come back to you.
What's up, Nut?
Man, how y'all feeling?
Man, we all right.
I
heard that bell go off.
Let's see.
I'm back. I don't know. So sometimes, you know, that whole being called scary stuff, it'd be the motherfucking bullies. The people that ain't got no business racing you, so try to get you to go there, call you scary and all this other shit. So sometimes you ain't even got to pay that no attention.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. What do you consider a bully? How can you be a bully? What makes you a bully?
Taking on somebody that ain't got any that's not in your class, like Flop said.
What determines whether or not you in my group or not? How can you determine that? By how they look, your assumption on how fast they go.
I mean, that's really like a personal thing. It's how you classify. To me personally,
okay,
somebody that's not in my class is a product in a totally different bracket. I got a car, and I'm getting picked on by a three-quarter car. That's a bully, you know.
Okay,
if it's somebody that don't run good, now if it's somebody that runs terrible, I mean, of course. You know, look at that. But this is somebody that's run good. Who's going to give away free money?
Hey, but what Peter, ain't that what you supposed to do? You know, ain't no wrong,
did,
I guess, in some cases. Ain't no,
well, they going to the victory. They going to the victory. Right? They going to the victory. They go to the victory row. I think a bully is a motherfucker to draw down on everybody. That's who I think a bully is.
On everybody? How can you be a bully?
No, that's a motherfucker that
don't
have
no respect
heart.
Person.
How
can
that's
you be a bully?
Heart.
You draw on everybody. So that
that's a motherfucker that
y'all already. Y'all automatically.
Hold on, y'all. Everybody talk
that
one time. What'd you say, Vaughn?
I just feel like y'all automatically going to the victim point of bullying. Like, oh, you a bully because your car run fives and my car run six. You a bully. I'm going to the other side of it. The bully is the motherfucker that's going to race all them goddamn cars. That's the true bully.
Hey, I like what Vaughn's saying to a point because, but here's, I'm going to play the victim role like you said. If I see Vaughn go over there and draw on a dirty Diana, I'm going to say, ooh, Vaughn feeling goddamn good because them motherfuckers smoking.
Right.
I'm smoking.
That's a fucking
bully.
That's a fucking
bully. Hold on. But when you come over there and draw on me, with the same shit, now I'm going to say, you been a bully, Vaughn. You know that shit ain't going to work. I just saw you over there drawing on Ryan, man. Come on. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you be a bully and essentially, like, you know, without, see, when you
sometimes as far as the late racing, sometimes the motherfucker want to wait till it's prime time, man, just like the football game, Monday Night Football, that's prime time. Sometimes motherfucker want to wait till prime time to whip your ass.
Hey, Vaughn, it's prime time anytime, though. See, that's the misconception. I don't care.
Man,
race at three.
Man, I want to go up there to that goddamn line about 9 o'clock when everybody made it to the track and there's 100 people on there and them lights on, them cameras on, and spank me a motherfucker.
Oh man, see, and that's what's messed up right there. That's you just said exactly. That's why right there. That's one of them. I would say that's one of the reasons I would say, but. It's like, what do I want to say? It don't matter at 9 o'clock or at 5 o'clock. If you got up there at 5 o'clock, you don't think it would be the same lights and cameras that it would be at 9 o'clock?
No,
like
somebody like Vaughn,
nah, man. We see
that
we
to
see
me that somebody
time,
like
man,
Vaughn,
we have the races
Vaughn,
locked in. You still be motherfuckers still be on the way to the track like they locked in at 1 o'clock. Man, ain't nobody there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
Boy, you like
see,
that race here for 8 o'clock prime time.
That's the difference in Vaughn racing. See, I'm an adrenaline racer. I race off adrenaline. Vaughn races off pressure. He likes to be on the stage. He wants that motherfucker, okay, you two ass on the stage, he figures you're going to crack on the pressure. Them two different type of racers, see? He likes to be on that big stage. Where the world, everybody's watching. Some people can't handle their pressure.
Am I the only one to feel this way? Because I don't think 8 o'clock
hey,
and 5
hey,
o'clock.
Shame. Let
no,
me say this. Let me say this. No, you and you make a good point because here's the thing. If Vaughn race at 5 o'clock, everybody going to come to the line because they're going to say, man, that's Vaughn with the G-Body with grandson out of Chicago. Everybody
right,
at the
right.
track going to come to the line to see him. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to be but 150 people that come to the line because that's all at the track. Vaughn said if he knock it back to 8 o'clock, shit, it's going to be 400 people come to the line because the track is still the same to him, but it's just the
right.
fact that more people will get to witness his killing or witness his work. So,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Terrio was saying, yeah, he liked Vaughn liked the you know, the shine, the showmanship or whatever for the people to see him doing his work. So, yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's interesting. That's very interesting. Let's see.
But a Ray it's like y'all say, a race you want to see is good at no matter what time it is. If you're interested in a race, you know what I'm saying?
Because in my mind, if you get up there and you say somebody, I mean, that's popular, I would say, it don't matter what time they going to race. Because if they getting up there, and you know what, it's just funny because, I mean, if I go back to the street, man, it didn't matter. Man, somebody get – now it's the this persona. But back then, man, them people, man, they was coming for no matter. Anybody could be out there racing. It don't even matter. Man, such and such, such and such, they getting it on tonight. What? And you was just so happened to be in the wheel where you can get a call for somebody to tell you, man, please. For one race, they'd be out there. It'd be loaded. Man, not fun. You done seen it, man. When Terrio was racing on this, in Mexico, that one time, I forgot, but it was it was so many people out there at Rosewood.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Yeah, it was.
They brought everybody out there. I mean, it was like loaded. I was like, man, look at this here. All the old heads, that was a bunch of people out there. So, and that was just for one race. So you mean to tell me, well, I guess both of you and Flop, y'all made a good point. I just say y'all both made a good point. But, you know, to me, it don't even matter about the time. And since they all said that, man, we need to stop waiting until 10 o'clock. Man, if y'all want to race, get up there a little early. Man, get up there early.
I personally like it a little bit before the track closed because if something happens and I got the money to and I get my ass blowed off, I might want to propose, hey, man, let's try that again. You can beat my ass twice in a night or I'm going to get my money back. But when you wait to that last minute and you go out there and get your ass blowed off, you got to wear that shit for a whole whatever time that person say they're going to run you again. And guess what happened the next morning? Hey, I heard Vaughn blow your ass off. Yep, man, damn, man. They don't want to hear that. Oh, man, I hear my motor was missing. Or I spent the time. Vaughn blowed your ass off. That's it.
A lot of it flopped. They don't want to go. They know the track get ready to close, man. I just saw a lot of times we'd be at the track, and it'd be nothing happening. Man, when they say, all right, 30 minutes before the track goes, they're going to say, shit, man, you see some many motherfuckers talking about getting ready to race this and race that.
Hey, but sometimes you can't go until the track until it's late, though. Like, sometimes you just can't go until it's late.
That's what I'm saying. You get up there earlier. Shit.
There's so many variables.
I'm talking about, like, with the track, though. Like, look at Steel. Many times this year, motherfuckers couldn't get out of track until fucking 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night. That's just like anywhere on this high, and it's hot. You can't get out. The track ain't going to be there. So sometimes you can't not race until it get late. Unless you want to just fucking give your money away. We'll be slapping and sliding down the track.
I'm trying not to even get into this, but I'm just – okay. Peanuts, you bowl?
Do I bowl?
I know
you. I mean, not for real, but for play, yeah.
Not perfect.
Right.
Yeah, but, okay, I can't use – now, Terrio, he bowl. You got to make an adjustment. I don't know. I guess what do I want to say? I know if you fast, you want to be optimum. I understand that wholeheartedly. You want to be optimum. Going down the track, you want to go as fast as you can go. I understand all of that. But when did that become more important than getting your man? To me, it's like, okay, so what do I want to say? If you smart enough, Peanut, to get your car, Peanut, what you're saying to me is people not smart enough to get their car down the track. I ain't never heard that. I remember going to Byron, and it was hot as hell outside. And them cars, they would get this. They gonna get some cars down the track, no matter what. They were gonna get down the track. So I'm saying that to say, why all of a sudden now you just can't race because if you slipping and sliding, if you racing me, you got to get down like me. So
So what I'm just going to try to show myself sharper than you by getting down the track.
I'm not saying that certain people are not smart enough. I'm not saying that, but look at your race. Look at your race.
You saying that people don't want to slide down. They don't want to go down the track because it's the heat of the day. I'm just using that for an example. But if this person, they got to go just like me, I don't understand what the problem is. What you got to turn it down. Going fast becomes more important than your man. If you got to turn it down, he got to turn it down too. That's the, I mean,
okay,
my let me ask you a question.
Do you remember at your event when I raised Hootie?
Was that your event, right?
Four adjustments to my car every time I went up to the track and I didn't get down once during the heat of the day. Hootie went up there and straight down that motherfucker. You think I'm going to go up there and get my, drag my money off?
I'm not saying that.
How long do you got?
I'm saying you got time to figure it out, and that's what I did, and I end up figuring it out. But I'm not finna just rush and race during the middle of the day because I'm missing. If I miss during the day, I'm a miss in the race. Like the four times I missed. What if I was just like, all right, I just made a change. It should go down now. And I just go grab a man. And then they do the same shit. And then I fuck the money off. I'm going to be mad at myself. So, no, let me try this shit again. I made a change. Didn't work. Made another change. Didn't work. When it got later on in the day, the motherfucker went down the track. So I said, okay, so this change worked. Now I can turn it back up. Me and Hootie in the lanes. Come on, let's go. Just like that. It ain't no, you know, nah, hell no. Nah. If I ain't getting down the track in the middle of the day, I'm cool with Sydney.
Let's see. Who is this? Low Rider.
Yeah. Boy,
oh, Lord. Hey, Big Sham. This is Tim House and Timo. I want to go back and say this. When I used to race on the street, I called you, hey, Sham. You want to do something? You said, yeah. I said, hey, man, don't bring the whole east side or the west side with you, man. You know why I did that? Because somebody in the crowd want to run their mouth. They want to try me, but they ain't got the balls to do it. So they sit around and wait and watch me and Sham going, oh, no, I ain't going to run Tim House. But guess what they did? They already been running their mouth. They wanted to try me. But when they come in and sneak in there and try to see what's going on because they cowards, then all of a sudden, that's why I would tell them, don't bring everybody because somebody in there really want to try me. They running their mouth. And when I can get a Shepherd, and
you're right
there,
Shepherd. You're telling the truth, Shepherd.
I don't like that.
You're right.
Don't bring
everybody
there
to see something. Everybody there to see something, Shepherd.
Some free information. They trying to get some free information, and it's going. And when they run, it's going to cost you. You know, that's all. You got to watch that, you know. So I don't believe in all that. I mean, sometimes I don't think that you have to run. It's 90 degrees, and you think that you might want to be able to run a little later. So wait until 15 minutes before the track closed. I don't like all that. But you just got to get up and go down the track, man. You just got to get up and try it. There, you know what? You ain't going to always, even if you wait to the last minute, that don't mean you're going to get the ultimate a pass that everybody see, but why would you want to do that? Then everybody's scared of you. They're afraid of you. They don't want to try you. Man, did you see that car go down? Man, I ain't messing with that car. You crazy. I don't want none of that trouble. That don't mean that don't make no sense to want to be seen by everybody. But you know, because somebody in that track really want to try you, and if you do something like that, you kill your opportunity to be to get extra race or something in there. So no, I don't like that.
And to give a lot of racers credit, and to give a lot of racers credit, sometimes a lot of races happen late because they be like, forget it, I ain't about to leave the track without racing nobody.
Mm.
So sometimes it happens like that too.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, they. I mean, it took them all the way up to that point to be like, man, I'm going to try it, man. Let me just go on and try it, man. Forget it.
Yeah.
And one really triggers another. I always say that. If you get up there, Vaughn, and then somebody else get up there, now it then got late, you know, somebody adrenaline is going now. Now they want to, you know, or for that matter, like Brother Tim just said, they done seen something. Oh, now they on you like a cheap suit because they done seen something. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever.
Yep.
That's the bully.
Yep.
That's the bully.
Yep.
You might have
won a couple or something and you want to try something now because you won a couple,
right.
So you might try a little something. So
you
now you might get somebody some. So,
playing with the house money. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, you went out, and I'm just using this as an example. You just went out and bought a half a million dollar Pro Mod, and then you come over there and jump on my little street car. That's a bully. That's the one I'm talking about. Grab a hold of somebody, or like Tate or somebody. Grab one of them. Don't come over here grabbing me, man. But they want to try to blow your brains out and show everybody, man, whoa, did you see Big Sam go up through there? Yeah, he only ran that little street car. You know, you got on 1733s and blower and all that. And you, come on, that's a bully, man.
Exactly what I'm saying. Y'all look at that. Y'all say it the other way. I'm just looking at it different. Y'all saying it like that's a goddamn bully. To me, that's a goddamn fag. He ain't trying to go. If he doing that, that ain't no damn bully. You know what I'm saying? That's a damn fact. That's the same reason why I got damn Three Lug and them car named the bully. Because they'll go on anybody. We'll get out on your ass. They ain't the bully because they'll race only race cars that's lower than them. That ain't why you a bully. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to say. If y'all understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I hear you. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all get it. Y'all kind of get it twisted because a lot of times the street cars picking on the goddamn faster car. They talking shit to them.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then sometimes they, you know, now here's another thing. I know if y'all see this, a whole lot of them guys get on the phone or at the track or wherever they at, street, and they run their mouth and all. You know why they do that? Because they want to be recognized, and then they go up there and they're the first one to pay the punk out. I don't want no trouble. Yeah, he was a bully. You ran up and you didn't think I was going to accept that challenge. Come on. I'm going to try you, boy. And next thing I know, they won't pay the punk out. They got a lot of them do that. You ain't seen them. They pay the punk. All of a sudden, their car broke. Then three minutes later, they making 16 passes for free.
So what you saying, Tim? They out there watching you with the watching ass.
Oh, they love that now. They love to get up there, talk junk, pay the punk out, and then make 400. You know it. We had one here in Detroit used to do that, you know, talk all that garbage and make 800 passes. And the car all of a sudden seemed to be right. And then all of a sudden, you talking about, hey, let's do this now. Your car right. Oh, man, my car still ain't right with it. Come on, man. How many passes you going to make?
Tim out. This is the lick, though. I hear what you're saying, but in today's technology, with the YouTube and the videos, you ain't going to hide from nobody, man. So the shit that we used to do it and you wouldn't want that crowd. You, like Mr. was saying, with the technology, any pass you make or race you make that looks that you whoop ass, everybody in the scene before you didn't get back on the trail any goddamn way. So that's just a new game in age that we in with a racer. So, I mean, you ain't going to never avoid crime.
They think that they were grudge racers and all that, but they the one actually killing the grudge racers because they want, watch it, instead of them running out there, they saw Terrio make a change in his car. He's flying now. They run and put it all out on Facebook to show everybody. Instead of them,
and some people
up,
want them to
say,
see
what
did that little Will. That didn't little Will show his time. That didn't little Will show his time on the motherfucking screen so everybody can see he can run that goddamn fast. Some people don't want to race. They want motherfuckers to be afraid of them. So, you know, it's a whole thing.
Hey, Terrio, you leave my buddy alone. I'm going to make him get something, babe.
Oh,
Uh-oh, let me go on mute.
But you're right on that too, Terrier. But I mean, this is, you know, the whole, you know, and I think like this, in my opinion, some of the guys that have raced now, they not like, and I mean, I hate to say it, they not like the old school race. Some of them old school races, man, they just say, got my behind, whoop, I'll come back next week and try something different, you know. And they don't do that. These guys, they scared that if you get on here, Big Sham going to talk about me, man. Big Sham going to talk about me.
Big Sham is going to really get on me. They're going to get on me.
Yep.
The difference between the old school races and today's races, man, the money. That's a whole different thing, money, man. Back in the day, you had the classes of races where a motherfucker would get out there and they would race for 200, 300. Myself, that's me all day, $200, $300. The big boys that was running for that 5,000 and all that, man, they was in their own class. But now everybody wants to act like they trying to run for that big money. Wait. Everybody think if it's a $500 race, a lot of races don't want to do it because if they want that they want the money to be big.
If people
will race more for $300 and $400 races, them type of cars, you have a lot of races. Fair all the time. Yeah.
Terrio,
your ass don't even race for no $300 and $400. What is you talking about? You don't even
Vaughn, this is what I'm saying. Back in the day, you had different classes of races. I wasn't able to bet the money similar like I bet now. I would never try to run for $3,000-$4,000 because I didn't have it. I was cool, and it was a lot of people that was racing for that $200, $300.
Man, was a dollar. Don't nobody give a fuck about that.
But you don't understand, though.
No,
I'm not talking about
me. Nobody want to hear that shit.
I'm talking about more racing, motherfucker.
What about
you,
right
know
now?
That me and you is
motherfucker.
Well, okay, get on the bowling alley.
I agree with him. What we going to do about it right now, Terrio? Wait a minute, Terrio. We're not going to get it back like it used to be. So how do we get the guys that's racing now to understand that you have to go up there and run for what you can afford and get up there and do what you got to do? And that's all you can do.
They ain't
going to
do it because they're too afraid. Me and Vaughn having fun. Me and Vaughn is cool. But they too afraid of what just happened. Vaughn going to come and say, get your broke ass down. I'm not running for that little motherfucking money. To go get you some backup, motherfucker. To go get some, and it ain't going to happen. Yeah.
Hey, Terrio, I beg to differ. You know why? Because it's predicated, I believe, on the person. Vaughn, they gamble. They gamble all the time. But if I go to Vaughn and I'll be like, hey, Vaughn, let's go on and play, man. We're going to race for $1,000. We're going to race $1,500. I guarantee you Vaughn's going to race me for $1,500, $1,000. You know why?
You don't have a lot of Vaughns, though. You don't have a lot of Vaughns.
I just use that. It's other people that'll do the same thing. But somebody else, the same person, Vaughn ain't racing them for no damn $1,500. He going to tell you, hell no. If you even try to race them for $1,500, he going to be like, no. I'm just saying, it's predicated on the person and how you, like, you know, you talk shit. That's your thing. Or some of these other people, they be fronting. So, therefore, they talk. You done heard it a million times. You talk $1 million worth of shit, but you ain't got but $5 in your pocket. Now you want to bet $5. No, nigga. Get on out of the way. You're going to have to come on. You're going to have to – I'm going to make you suffer. And that's their whole plan of action. They want to hurt your pocket.
Right.
They want to make you suffer. And you got to do it if you want to get a race. But I think that's universal, though. I think it's quite a few people that will race for less money if it's the right person that they're racing. But some people, no, they not going to do it. They ain't going – and then you got some of these people that be betting five. They'll talk real greasy to you. Man, bet $5,000. Then all of a sudden you hear them racing for $2,000. I'm like, damn, I ain't know they race for no $2,000. All I hear is 105, 105, 105. Now all of a sudden you racing for $2,000?
No, it's something to that too.
That's the overplay for the underplay. They just want everybody to see. Ooh man, Big Sham betting $5,000. Ooh wee.
That's the dumbest mess I've ever heard in my life. I don't care what you raise for. It don't matter. If you win, you win. Whatever you win, it's an upside to it. It don't even matter.
Yeah.
How you lose?
Yeah.
And these people ain't betting no $5,000 by themselves. That stop it. Man, y'all set it out.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about the extraordinary people.
I tried to raise Brandino and them for $500 just to have something happen at the track because ain't nothing happening at the track.
See, that's my point. That's exactly my point. that's what I'm talking about. Preacher Boy, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
I look at it like this, Sam. I make a steak down for free. I damn sure can raise for $500
All
day. I mean, to me.
I'm going to put the same abuse on the car if I race a motherfucker or if I'm texting.
And you know what? If you race for like that, Preacher Boy, a lot of the garbage ain't in there because when them guys run for $5,000 and $10,000 that can't afford it, they come up with every excuse in the world. Oh, man, you did this. My car, man, I don't want to hear all that, man. Pay me my money. They trying to get all kind of trickery in there to not pay. Because they know that their boy over there put his money in. They don't want to lose. But I know like this, when I race for only a certain amount of money, so it keeps confusion down, and that it, you know, normally the guy will pay off. You know, I just don't want
to. You know how you hear all the that. Race, if you're a gentleman, you ask a person what you want to run for, let them figure out what they come up with, then you say, okay, yeah. If he came up with $750 or he come with $2,000 and you can cover it, you tell him, okay, that means he went and asked all his friends. You know that's what's going to happen. He's going to ask all his people what they came up with. Half of these motherfuckers don't want to lose their money no way because they're not gamblers. So they're not putting that much in the pot.
Don't want to. They can't lose it.
Wait.
They got the house money.
Hold on.
They got the
I'm sorry. Hold on, Brother Tim. I'm just – Preacher Boy, what's a gambler? I just want you to tell me, what's a gambler?
A gambler is a person that knows what the risk is, a win or lose. He's going to accept it if he loses. He's going to accept it if he wins. You understand? He can afford to take that loss. He know his budget. He know what he got to do the next day to get money. Some of these people don't have a next day to get money. They have a next month. They got to go find a friend. They rent due, all kind of shit.
I agree with
they
that.
They best that no-go money because, listen, this is how you figure out who got that no-go money that don't want to bet. They ask you, you betting your money on your car, Sam. You know you finna race this person. They ask to get in your pot, then they turn around and ask you, you think you can win? That motherfucker got no-go money.
And you know what?
You know that to be true. They don't do that. People don't do that. They don't even do that.
Yes, they do. I agree with you.
They're going to ask
you know what, Big
Sam?
When
you're getting your money.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but like he said, due credit can't go on the person that it is because it's the same thing with you, Preacher Boy. When goddamn you raised Terrio that day, I ain't never seen you look like an ATM that day you had all them hundreds.
You know what?
You was raising Terrio.
Say it again. See? I had already know I was a winner. But you know how God works? All that shit I did, the car cut off. The car cut off on the line. Me and God had a talk. Lord, please let it start. I'd have bet every damn I got. I ain't like a fucker.
Yeah.
I'd have been eating noodles and noodles. I'd have lost that motherfucking race.
And that's why, hey, Preacher Boy, that's why I bet what I can bet. I come with my little Ziploc bag, I saved up and got what I got to do. I ain't telling nobody. And when I come, this is what I'm going to bet right here. And anything after that is my boys. I say, hey, I'm only responsible for this. Y'all want to bet your money, that's what you want to do. That's what I'm going to do. I don't care. That's about the rest of it.
3 days before that race, I won $7,500. So I just put it with the other $25,000, and goddamn it, hey, I had a bankroll. I could bet whatever the fuck I wanted to bet. But the point was, betting that much under that type of pressure, the car shut off. I wasn't worried about him beating me, but when the car started acting up, I was like, what the fuck going on?
Now I bet you you don't bring them blue faces when goddamn it when I race you with Jackball car. I bet you don't bring them bitches out then.
It depends on what I do before I get to you or what I got in my pocket. So
That's why I say Sam
so,
was right.
Hey, Bond,
it's predicated
so
on who
telling me that people are selective and predicated on who they racing is whether or not they are
you
a real gamble.
Man,
so
fuck Vibe. Man, fuck Vibe. Beat the shit out of Vibe with Jack Ball.
Hey, Bond, let me break this down to you. I don't race y'all. I race my ET because if my ET is good to me, I give a fuck where I think you can run. I know I can't run grandson. I feel it's ET a lot faster than mine.
I didn't say nothing about grandson. I said meet me at the track with Jack Ball car and bring all them blue faces with you.
Hey, bro, you don't tell me how to dress when I come to race. If I feel I want a better lot, I will. Don't nobody set with me but me. Nigga, you got a whole crew of motherfuckers. You got one motherfucker with Kool-Aid, another motherfucker with sugar, another nigga full of water.
Hey.
Man,
hey, but it's
fuck
a Vibe,
man.
I can bet
don't give that motherfucker that much credit. Fuck him.
Green
Jet Ball car.
Listen to me. They can't on their money,
okay.
Man. That's
you begging, though, Terrio. Stop begging, Terrio.
You already know why. You already know why. We ain't going to go there.
I'm just telling him. I want to see them blue faces that
you
saw. I want to see them motherfuckers. That's all I'm telling him, Terrio.
Hold on, listen to me. This is what I'm trying to tell Terrio right now. Me and Terrio is one of the only two people that I know. We legends from back in the day racing that's still racing, that's on our own car, that owns our own shit, brings our own money, deal with our own car. A lot of other motherfuckers, they all had a group of niggas in one car. They all had groups in their cars. You know, it was a bunch
fuck
of
it. Kill the
cars.
Group. Kill the group of them motherfuckers like I fucked Vine up the last time we run. It was a group of them big head motherfuckers. I shot them all. Hey, man, it's a nice hit once you hit a group of motherfuckers. That them motherfuckers was like bowling pins. It's hard to hit one, but to hit the group of them motherfuckers together, all them motherfuckers was especially that big head Jack bubble head motherfucker. So fuck it. I love the group of them motherfuckers. I'm back on mute.
Y'all crazy, man.
Damn, Terrio, it's crazy, man. Unbelievable. But that's funny. Hey, Vaughn. Yeah, that's what I was asking. Vaughn, you there?
Yeah, but
Big Sham.
Huh?
Big Sham. I want to ask a question.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, as soon as we did all that, and you got that whole group over there betting, and the group over there betting with us, then as soon as you whoop they behind, then why is it that they get mad? Oh, man, why you got to talk on? And they get mad. And you got knocked out. It's just the bottom line. I used to get mad, and I'm saying, watch this. I'm going to just use a number. You whooped me by 100,000th of a second. We don't know, but I'm just using it as an example. It was so tight that we couldn't even see, but the light came on. I won. I whooped you. I knocked you out. I effed you up. I did all this. But then when the time comes, when they lose, they don't want to hear that. They get mad. They want to fight and get upset because
people don't do that. They don't do that, bro. Don't nobody be getting mad.
Come on, Shane. They get mad. They talk all that. Then as soon as they get their behind, they don't want you to talk about it. They don't want to come on the show no more. Why you ain't come on Big Sham show and talk about it? They don't want to do that now. They can't stand in the paint.
Man, y'all
saying
all kinds of stuff people don't do. They don't be doing that, bro, Tim. I don't care what y'all say. Unbelievable.
I'm telling you, I know them. I've seen them do it before them guys get upset.
Believable. Come on, Yak. Unbelievable. What happened? Yak, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, brother?
What's up?
What's going on?
Man, slow motion, man. We just having a conversation. It's actually been pretty good, too. I really appreciate y'all tonight. It's been pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. Uh-oh. Vic, come on with it. Let's see. Somebody got some
hey,
damn
Sean, you never said
that's me, man. That's a cat station, man.
Oh, what'd you say, Peanut?
I want to hear what you think, your idea of a bully is. I want to hear your point of view from
my, that. A bully is, to me, they just want something dead. They gonna pick on somebody that really ain't got no business picking on them at all. Either they picking on them when they see that they ain't together, or they picking on them and they ain't got no business picking on them. You can look just like me, but I know you faster than me, and you do too. You, man, way faster. It's sort of similar like what Flop said in the sort of sense with he used the example with him and say, ain't no, man, you ain't got no business talking to me. You ain't got no business talking to me at
hey,
all.
Sam, sometimes it looks like deceiving, though. Because you got a lot of these new cars out here.
No, I just.
That's incredibly
Yeah,
fast.
You're right. I was just using it for an example. Sometimes, you're right. It ain't really essentially
hey,
how
Sean,
you look. That,
hey,
it ain't never been about
Sean.
How you look, but it's just,
Sean.
It's just, I know you faster than me. Way faster. I don't say shit to you. And then
but
you come there and talk
do
about
I
that,
like,
what you want to do. What? That's a bully to me, Peanut. Who? Somebody's calling me. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. But the cars I race, half of them cars, I don't look like them. And I wasn't no bully. I just tried them.
Well, hey, now I'm going to tell you.
No, didn't nobody call
bro.
You a bully.
You might have been better than half of them cars, bro. Yeah. See, yeah. Y'all, when y'all say dumb shit like that, yeah, you make a motherfucker tell what's under your skirt. You understand what I'm getting at? You might have
mm-hmm.
even had the motor plant as they had. But as far as cars, your car just is better than a bunch of a lot of these people's cars, bro.
No.
Yeah, without
pound
lifting
pound,
somebody's skirt,
you got a good
I'll
car.
Just say that. Yeah. Sometimes, you know,
without
people, they'll try
skirt.
To. You know, people are selective in what they say. I'll just say that. I'll say, you'll say something to me and you'll say, man, you got a small block or a big block and I got a big block and I got we both got the same thing. But your car don't look nothing like my car. Absolutely nothing. But you'll say, man, we look just alike because you got a big block and I got a big block too. So you supposed to, man, we supposed to go. Lie. It's just, it's blatant. No, we are not the same. No. But people they'll say, oh yeah, man, y'all look just alike. No, they don't. Them cars ain't nothing alike. You get up under a car, you look up, if you look at a car, man, please. Man, 90 I'll say a lot of people don't know what they're looking at.
Say it again,
no
Sam. Just repeat what you
but,
said again.
But
so
I'm
get
saying,
understanding what you said.
You can't fool me. But you are trying to portray like, oh man, I look just like everybody else. Man, no you don't. Your car ain't nothing no lies. But I ain't going to lift your skirt up. I'm just going to say no. But those same people will get on and they be talking about, oh, man, we look just alike. No, we don't. No, we do not. But it's I guess it's at the eye of the beholder. I hope I answered your question, though, Peanut. Let me see. Unbelievable. All right, y'all. Everybody, y'all down. Vic, come on with it. You there? Oh, I need to turn the news on.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening. Just listening. Just getting some information, taking in information.
All right. Oh, for anybody
so
that's
started,
so
when
the
conversation start, most can't be saying, are you picking on me?
No. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, people always going to have something to say, man.
Earlier, The bowling party.
Say what now?
February the 24th, everybody. So y'all to know, we will be bowling on February the 24th, the last Saturday in February. Same place, Olympia Lane. Go ahead.
Yeah, but Sham, hey Sham, I'm gonna call you out on something because not too long ago, you used to always, you did, your main focus was what two cars, you used to compare cars by what they look like.
No, you, I mean, how, okay, hey, Vic, how do you, that, essentially, if you don't know nothing about the car, let's say, if
right.
you don't know anything about a car, you don't know the person, that's all you can go off of is just look, and you say, oh, well,
okay.
Damn.
Oh,
you
okay,
look,
yeah, I
you
got
know,
you.
You know, look similar to me. But
right.
if you know the person, that's different. I mean, that's different.
Okay, I got
but
you.
If you don't
okay.
know anything about the person, then of course that's what you're looking for. That's what, I mean, you don't know how fast they are. You just going
no,
off
exactly.
what they look like, which can be defeated. You get your head knocked off. But it, I mean, that's
okay.
A, you know, that's
looks
your,
don't mean
no, that's
shit
your
nowadays.
Like that.
Nah,
right.
they
don't
have that so quiet. Them cars quiet and go
oh,
faster
man.
Than ever.
I mean,
like,
it's different. It's a whole different understanding right
style.
Now.
They
know.
Got cars on 26s. They go faster than we ever went in our life. They,
oh,
let
for
let
sure.
Let me break this down to everybody on this phone. A person that come to race and they draw on you, they got what the fuck
hey,
they need. They say
speak
running
for
on
yourself,
motor,
man.
They know
speak
they fast
yourself.
Enough to run you. If they got 26s on their car, they say they're going to run you. That's just a tire that works for them.
Ain't no
all
motherfucker on 26 is going to whoop me. So speak for yourself.
Who is that?
Boy, cause ain't nobody on no 26 going to whoop me.
Oh, man.
Well, I could have thought they just had 26s. Hold on. Oh, I thought they had 26s on Carmelo and they beat your ass.
Yeah. That's motherfucker, Preacher Boy. Preacher Boy. I'm thinking about big rims. I'm thinking about big rims, Preacher Boy. I'm tripping.
Oh.
You talking about Dunk Masters?
I'm talking about our type.
Yeah.
I don't do the
talking
situation.
About Dunk Masters.
I don't do Dunk Masters. I'm talking about
Flicks
and shit like that.
Hey, shit, Dunk Master got a goddamn full chassis Trans Am now on 26s.
I know. I see that motherfucker.
These motherfuckers are crazy,
Boost
man.
Doctor. That's Boost Doctor.
Yeah, Boost Doctor. You're right. Boost Doctor.
Hey,
my
man,
fault.
Them motherfuckers got pure race cars. Put that shit on there, man.
Yeah. Well, hey, get in where you fit in.
Shit, don't matter. The Z06, that vert, that motherfucker full chassis.
Hey, look at that motherfucker with that regular ass Chevy, that gold Chevy in color. That motherfucker put some 15s on that bitch, and goddamn, he was a race car. He picked the wheels up with his 26s on there.
Yeah.
All them motherfucking cars got unlimited motherfucking power, and they got a massive chassis. On.
Yeah. But it goes,
hey,
you can't take no chances about whoever you race. A motherfucker that said he's running on motor, you don't know how big his motor is. His motor is built on horsepower, so he had his max. You don't know nothing about these cars. So everybody you race, you damn near got to be cautious. You could act like you're a bully and get your shit knocked here.
It's going to be very interesting. We're in the middle of January. It's almost, man, it's crazy. Man, the time going to go by so fast. Unbelievable. Oh, man.
Terrio and Lil Mo. Banana Pudding and Lil Mo, first race of the year. Soon as the track opens.
What? Say it ain't so. Terrio, you hear
Eat
that?
Night.
Where Theriot go?
It's take time. It's take time. It's take time.
Unbelievable. Oh my goodness, great. Oh my goodness. Well, y'all getting quiet. Y'all, everybody done? All these mics, let me see. Let me go back to the board.
The famous words of Big Sham. The famous words. You motherfuckers ain't ready. You best be getting ready because it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
It won't be long. Because motherfucker can't be on these phones talking shit. Motherfucker going to have to show up and show out.
Oh, man. You're going to have to show your hand. All that. Well, you know what? I ain't heard nobody. Well, just now I heard Vaughn, but, you know, he ain't one of them. All these people that's you know, be real aggressive on the phone talking about what they going to do and all that, you're going to have to show and prove. It's coming. It's surely coming.
Damn, y'all ain't got Jeremiah on the other night?
Oh, man. They was man,
somebody
don't
nobody
had, that was missing.
Don't nobody want to hear from a bad ass.
I heard
Mister
say, "Hey man, Mister say he had they didn't had a whole dialogue about trying to play." I'm like, man, what happened to Norvell? Let's see. I'm trying to multitask.
You can't race that man. You don't know if you're gonna get paid or not.
Come on, Jack. Jeremiah said he got other things going on.
Don't do that.
Jeremiah said he's trying to make
not
money.
Yet. That was only for a few people that accept that.
Jeremiah gangster, man. Jeremiah the new gangster.
See, Sam, I told you not to let Yak and Vaughn come on the show. You got to mute their mics, man. They disrespectful.
Oh, man, unbelievable, man. Why would he say such a thing?
That
man is straight
gangster.
Oh, my goodness, dude, man. That's why my feet can't rock with me. That's bad, man. Unbelievable.
Hey, Sham, I don't think he's going to get no more races. People probably be scared to race him, man.
Oh, man.
You don't think so?
No, man. When you do stuff like that to people, man, that's not right.
Got a point there.
Oh, man.
That's not right.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
But it's all, I'm going to tell you like this, though. It's all in... knowing your personnel. All the races I done had, I ain't never had a DP, man. And we ain't never had no problems.
Yeah.
When
we just ran
behind them in Mississippi. I meant Mississippi. We didn't have no DP, man. Every time
I ran,
we didn't have no DP, man.
But the difference.
I ran seeing them. I
didn't
have a DP,
problem.
Man.
How do you address it? How do you deal with it? You know what I'm saying? That's really the question.
I get it, but at the same time, if it's a problem, then it should be a problem that should be worked out between the two them races. You know, I get it, the DP man, but still, at the same time, okay, the DP man, I got to ask this question the other day. Who is a trustworthy DP man? You know?
Not too many of them.
What is trustworthy, though? I don't understand that. What's trustworthy, like?
Exactly.
All DP
That's
men
my whole point.
There, if you pick, if two races agree on the DP man, I ain't never heard no DP man not give up no money, so I guess that's not the trustworthy. But I'm saying sometimes you might get a DP, y'all might get a DP man that's not familiar with what's going on. Is that the trust?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, but that's on the racers as far as establishing that person as a DP man. If you agree on a DP man, then you should know what that person knows. I'm just saying, racing, the race game that got so fucked up to where people playing fucking games that somebody gonna get hurt eventually over some bullshit that ain't even gotta go that way. You know what I'm saying?
But sometimes you don't even know what the fuck a motherfucker know until they get put in that situation.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Exactly. That's what I meant.
President, your mic is open. Yeah.
I'm just listening to y'all, boy. That's
something to talk about, too, though, Vic, for real, because it's like, what do I want to say? You know, it's like half a dozen in one hand and six in the other. They the same thing, but... for years, I mean, things happen. You know what I'm saying? But
correct.
You know, me and Gerald was talking about this the other day. The percentage was low. It was low. You know what I'm saying? It was always some kind of alternative. You understand what I'm saying? So when something happens, that's the only time you're gonna be able to challenge whether or not the person got some type of integrity as far as, all right, man, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to bend. But what if somebody said that no-go money? People don't want to lose no money. They ain't trying to lose that money.
Too.
They like,
that too.
They like, man, hell no. I ain't, you know, but.
Y'all and Steven had an issue in Mississippi. Y'all didn't have no DP, man. Y'all talked amongst each other and got it situated, right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Everything depends on, like y'all said, everything depends on personnel and what you going. Because sometimes, me personally, I would just prefer to have a DP man and just live with the decision, whatever that decision may be.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just so I feel like it ain't no problem. Yeah. Because if both parties got their money, that's a chance to feel like, oh, you ain't pay me. But if the DP man make a call, you like, oh man, that's the wrong call. But you ain't looking at him like it's no problem. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right,
right. If he made the call.
A DP man. If you decide to be a DP man, that can be one of the roughest jobs or the job that you want to turn down, depending on one of the two people that's trying to race.
Because it just depends on if that one situation comes up. Because it can be everything go perfect. It don't matter who the DP man is, 7-year-old, if everything go perfect. Once that one situation come up and they got
if you gonna deal with somebody,
that's what I'm talking about. It don't matter if you want to humbug
or act a fool.
Well, you want to go there or you don't want to go there.
You say I want to hold y'all money. Now there ain't no racing.
You gotta check the personnel across the whole board. Sometimes stuff can happen, and you gotta as a person. I mean, everybody gotta look themselves in the mirror.
And everybody don't operate with integrity, champ.
I've heard people say, I'm gonna give you an example. This is my example. I told him this the other day. My brother raised Lenny. And they at the starting line, and something happened where the tree, it was acting stupid. And Lenny red lit. So they go down the track, and then his crew, they had the money. So I went over, we was all there right there together. Man, everybody was saying, oh, man, something happened, man. Something happened with the tree. I ain't say a word. I ain't say nothing. I said, man, I ain't going to say nothing. I waited till they came back.
Lenny jumped out the car, and they was like, hey, man, something happened. They telling him, hey, man, something happened with that tree, man. You know this and that. Man, Lenny said, hey, man, get Sam that money, man. We lost, man. Now, to me, that, come on, that's integrity. It's just like,
that's
man,
a man,
that's
a man operating with integrity. And
yeah, we just
you
lost,
get people,
man.
Then you get people betting with you, too. But that came,
you know,
but that integrity probably came with time. You understand?
No,
and,
I mean,
and
it
doing
ain't with time. It's the person.
No,
it's the person. It's the person.
But I mean, I just watched this thing a long time, and I give that man a lot of credit and respect, and nothing taken away. But what happens is sometimes you have friends or family or associates that want to bet with you, and they really, really don't actually know all the rules to the game. And then when they lose their little money, we lose. Hey, man, something happened. Nah, that's when you take a stand-up person out of the group and say, hey, we lost. We're going to pay these people. We're going to keep our good integrity and credit, and we're going to run them back today, tomorrow, next week. And then people are going to want to race you because they know you will pay. When they know you don't want to pay, they don't want to race you.
Oh,
now, all that make a big difference.
Yeah. Well, everybody likes to get paid.
Think about some people that you race with,
you don't
with
like
no problem. Then there's some people you say, no, I don't know. We might need a – no, I want this person to hold the money.
Oh, man, not the blackball.
Said I race behind them any day of the week because I know we ain't got no problems. We're going to put the money up,
mm-hmm.
and that's what it's going to
mm-hmm.
be. You know what I'm saying?
But
your
but credit's
you know
going to look good.
Yeah, but
his credit's
going to
look
see,
good.
Now, I mean,
y'all can race.
You know, I ain't, don't nothing
I
get challenged until it's a problem.
I understand
that's what I said.
I understand that. But as a man, you know, it's all about money. I mean, but at the same time, if you a man and you know you fucked up or something fucked up, man, just pay the people, man. Get the shit out and pay the people, man. You lost. Point blank. The same situation happened with me on the race at 41 a couple years ago with Toe Tag. I was running a boy. I was giving him the back tire and the brake. Well, I went to, because I'm not used to running my car on the foot brake, when I pushed the gas pedal, when I started trying to get on it, it pushed through the beam. So I had to pay the man.
Oh, man, not the red light.
You know what I'm saying?
But see, when you operate like that, sometimes you'll hear it and sometimes you won't hear it. But the things that you won't hear is, you know what? I try him because, you know, when he ran such and such, they was hooping and hollering. He said, you know what? We going to pay these people. I try him because he'll pay. If he lose or make a mistake, he'll pay. I run you.
I told my crew,
people that
I say,
don't
want to
humbug
that,
but want to race
right.
and pay and get paid, them the people they be looking for when you know about them.
Right, I said, man, pay them people, man. Let's get back up.
I don't care if
double
it's a pot or a side bet. No, I don't
right.
want to bet him on the side because he don't like to pay.
Who's that? Like I said, when I ran,
all you got to do is put the VIP list together. The people who don't mind paying. Watch and see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh man. Unbelievable, man.
And don't have just a couple of witnesses. Man, you know you locked in with them. You know you owe them that 200.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you right. I do. They ain't going to want their name bad. They want good credit. They want 700 credit
man,
scores.
Man, these people don't
when
care.
Come
about
together,
some people don't
man.
Care about no credit score.
I ain't going
to
say,
oh,
some
you
don't
right.
care.
So guess what?
Some
put
don't
the
care.
VIP list together of 600 or 650 credit scores and up.
Oh, man.
Hot money, side bets. Watch and see. It's going to be a whole group of us that's going to be right there together. We'll say, yeah. Hey, you're going to be on the other side of the track. What you say? You bet 200? They ain't going to meet. They ain't going to say nothing. I see you. Bet.
Oh, man. They got a 650 or above.
Oh my God.
Man, it's a smooth performance, 650, and credits go up betting.
Man, my God. Oh my God, man.
If you got the B&T paper, stay over there.
It's real quiet right now. They ready to go. Y'all ready to go now because we talking about something right now. Man,
I wouldn't care if it was a $25 bet. Some people don't like to pay that.
My God.
The man that took his orange hat off and threw it in the garbage because he don't want. What happened to
the dude? They had no intentions on paying in the first place. Shit,
no, they only had intentions on collecting.
Oh man, not the one way.
Yeah, pick a one way street in Chicago, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Pick one.
Shit. You got Adams.
Okay.
You got Washington.
Not the Adams. Not the Adams. So when you see him at the track this year, say, not the Adams. The one way.
Unbelievable. Now y'all somebody gonna be mad. Y'all done brought y'all talking about this. Y'all gonna make people mad, man.
It ain't about no one situation. It's about just being a man about racing.
Not the attitude.
I wouldn't have no problem if me and you race next week, Sham. I ain't got no problem we hold our money, you hold your money. If I know y'all gonna pay. If you lose, you're gonna pay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if it's a discrepancy, I know we gonna come together on something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so y'all both got 651 plus credit scores.
Right. Yeah, 651.
All right.
Take that.
651, 652.
Oh, man. Right. But you know what? What Vaughn said. Just to keep it straight. Just get a DP man, because
okay.
That way.
Okay,
it
like I said. So who is a credible DP man?
Me, Vic.
Oh, for me. For me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
who is your
day
credible
long.
DP man?
All day long. All day.
Okay.
All day. Even if he messes up, he's still gonna be fair.
Right.
In my opinion.
Now what is?
You know,
okay. What is?
And
he
ain't scared. He ain't. You know. He don't mind. He know it's just a full package. I'll just say that it's you know not just
right.
Him.
He don't mind making
just
the call
full package.
And worry about
yeah,
what somebody
you know what
gonna say. Right.
See, that's
yeah.
Why I say the DP man got the worst job.
Hey Vic,
because
I have
seen somebody
up there breaking
on you or pop you.
You said, why
I
not?
Have seen somebody up there. They don't know. They didn't. I mean, just flustered, asking people, man, what you think and all that. You can't be asking nobody what the hell you think.
No, you the DP
man.
Right, you the DP man. It's
you
your decision.
Messed up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
That's because
that.
They dealing
the
with
man,
the wrong type of people.
I ain't never
they
asked nobody
with the wrong
nothing.
Type of races
I'm gonna go with what
that
I think.
Don't want to lose.
You know what
and
I'm
then
saying?
They go. Then the DP man don't want to get stolen. So they dealing with the wrong type of people anyway.
I mean, that's a whole nother, you know what I'm saying?
But it's all part of it. That's why the DP
yeah,
man
that,
can
that,
possibly
that.
Have the roughest job.
Oh, it is a rough job.
That's the job
I mean,
when you say,
no,
nah, you can look at the two people racing. If you and Vaughn was racing, if Vaughn and Lenny was racing, I could say, you know what, if they ask me, I do that with them because I know they credit score is 675, 678.
Uh-huh.
I'm good no matter how I call it.
Hey, man.
And they must think I got some good sense.
Well,
that's
how the fuck I get a 651 and they get a 675?
No, no, no.
Wait,
no,
no,
no. I said no, you have
just,
a minimum.
Just,
no, I said
I'm
you have
sorry.
A minimum.
Hey,
I didn't pull your record lately because you ain't applied for nothing. But I said you have a minimum of a 651.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
That's funny. Unbelievable, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Say like Vaughn, I could call me. He could call a bed with me. I'd call a bed with him, and we walk away from each other. He don't look for me, and I don't look for him. He already know. Go on, handle
right.
Your business. Do whatever you're gonna do. I'll pump it to you in a little bit. And it's fine.
Hey, Mr. President.
You know, sir. What's so funny? What's so funny is some of these people, they want to be the DP man so damn bad. And the ones that are like for real DP men, I don't never want to be the DP man. They come to me, but I don't care nothing about being no DP.
Especially not with one of them decisions. It's just because sometimes it's just
man.
It's not no book. It's not
I'm
no
keep
book
it real
that you
with
go
you.
Through and get a well, the replay.
I mean, I have, and I will.
I thought it was some glory in it. Boy,
somebody with some sense, they want to do that. They don't care. I don't want to get in the middle of nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But,
you know why people
want to
be the DP man?
Itself?
So they can run around the stage like Diddy and say, I had the money.
Oh, no.
And they want to pass it out on the video. No, don't nobody want to do that.
Man,
that's not. What a real DP man want to say? I hope you gentlemen can work it out amongst each other. Y'all hope y'all all right. But it don't always work out like that. And then sometimes.
Well, the real DP man make a call. They going to pay somebody. The other DP man knew that shouldn't have been DP man. They going to be like, everybody get their money back.
Man,
that's not true, Vaughn. That is not true. I beg you.
No.
Sometimes it's valid. It's valid to get the money back. Sometimes it's valid. I do believe that. Sometimes it do make sense to give each person their money back.
Sometimes it's valid, but. Definitely sometimes when the DPs get the money back, it's a call to be made.
Yeah.
And you know why a lot of times they say, well, I'm just giving their money back? Because it might be one side that come with a whole lot of physical pressure, and they be like,
y'all get somebody else holding that side.
That's
not no sweet job.
When I see you on the 111, and I see you at the gas station, we got something to talk about.
Yeah.
Don't stop down there at McDonald's after you leave the track. Get no gas.
Yeah.
We on your ass.
Oh, man. Not to ambush.
But I hope everybody get war ready though, cause
oh yeah, it's time.
Far as us and what we got going on, we about to apply some pressure. So
mm-hmm.
I hope.
There's a whole lot of y'all. I ain't gonna say us. There's a whole lot of y'all, motherfuckers.
Everybody done jumped on that
Vaughn and Ryan bandwagon, boy. God damn.
I can't tell. I don't know what you talking about.
Hardly motherfuckers have 10 sprints. The We Foundation.
Oh, man, not the We Foundation.
I'm coming to wreck havoc. Like I said, I know you,
that's not the problem. It's all your followers.
I want to
be a part of the We Foundation.
Not the Jim Jones Foundation.
Who you talking about, Vic? Vaughn got followers?
That's what Vaughn got.
In other words, Vic, what you trying to say is Vaughn like a T.D. Jakes. He got a lot of followers, huh?
Yeah, you're right. That goddamn Vaughn living up to the...
You know what they just caught T.D. Jakes doing with Puffy?
With what?
Nah, y'all don't do that.
What are you doing? They say he was buying pussy.
He bought a little boy.
Oh goddamn! Well, I ain't gonna put Vaughn on that level, but that goddamn Vaughn, like King Vaughn, the rapper, goddamn it, he got a lot of followers.
I don't know what the fuck, man. I'm just here for the action, Vic. I'm just here for the action.
Oh yeah,
they probably just want to be on the winning team. That's all, Vic.
Now, I don't know what Vic talk about, shit. even that slow ass toe tagger got followers. That slow ass cop, even motherfucker like toe tagger.
Yeah. It's got a few followers. It's gonna have a lot more when I baptize motherfucking little motherfucker.
Oh, get the fuck out of here!
Hey boy, you need to wake your ass up and stop breathing.
Hey, what I tell you the other day, motherfucker, I got oil pressure. Soon as it's ready, as soon as the weather right.
Rick,
I ain't lost oil pressure yet, motherfucker. I still got it.
Rick,
you got a better chance of playing checkers on the leper's ass than fucking with Lil Mo with toe tag.
Damn, Vaughn.
We're gonna find out. And we don't need no goddamn DP man. When I blow y'all ass out, just that's all.
Hey, Rick.
Oh, man.
Notice I said y'all.
Hype, Vic. Stop that.
Yeah. Well, hey, that motherfucker finna smoke some crack and some meth, goddammit.
Stop that. I keep telling you, boy, a little more of a gangbanger, man.
I understand.
Not the gangster disciple.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's the leader. He's the leader. You know what they get leaders? Life, motherfucker. You're getting locked down.
Hey, you call him a leader. See, you telling already. Doctor Lee told you a gangbanger. You telling on him already.
I give you a props. You did your thing. But you got to come on back. You got to come
back. Hey, Vic, I'm coming back. I just hope they don't stand there at the track and want to watch. I hope they be talking about the same shit they talking. Get your ass
up there. I agree with you, yeah. I agree. Hey, yeah, just don't get caught on camera no more. That's all I got to tell you.
Hey, Vic, everybody got caught on camera. Shit, I just didn't take the picture when you were letting Jeremiah fuck you up.
Uh-huh.
It's all good. I didn't have no fucked up look. He won.
Oh, no, you had a fucked up walk. You didn't have a look.
Oh, I got a fucked up walk anyway.
You walking with your head down.
It's all good. But, hey, guess what? You won't get that opportunity to do it. How about that, motherfucker?
I'm going to be quiet, man.
Yeah, I would, too, if I was you. We done talked about this. We already know there ain't enough room in Indiana for two training day Monte Carlos.
Man, that's
why you had to retire toe tagger. That's why.
I never retire that motherfucker. Never.
We gonna put a cock cover over that motherfucker.
No.
Oh man, not the cock cover.
Lil Mo gonna eat that bitch up.
Yeah, I hear
you. 9 inches on toe tag, blood gonna start leaking out them motherfuckers.
I like that. Hey, you giving me motivation right now, goddamn.
Toe Tagger gonna tell Vic, what you doing over here fucking with them little gangbangers? I told you don't go down this goddamn street.
I'm ready. You're giving me motivation. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Give me something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And Sham, y'all ain't safe either, motherfucker. I'm on y'all ass too, 2024.
Oh shit!
You ain't gonna have to ask where you ain't gonna have to ask where I'm at this year. I promise you that.
I can't wait.
All that call out you was doing. You ain't gonna have to call me out. I'm gonna call you out.
Oh shit, Sam! What you gonna do?
I can't wait.
Yes, sir. Well, we all know who's going to race. And, Sham, y'all ain't in that.
Good night, y'all, so it can be tomorrow. And then I'm going to go to sleep every night, really.
Hey, Vaughn.
I think you're right. That's what he kept telling
Vaughn, you already know who's going to race and who ain't going to race. It's going to be the same motherfuckers racing that was racing last year. Now, this is the killer part. Hey, watch this, Vaughn. Now, the same motherfuckers that was ready at the end of the year that didn't do nothing, they should be ready at the beginning of the year, right or wrong.
You got a point there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going to be the same motherfuckers that ain't going to be ready till October or November again. Watch it see what I said.
Vic, stop that shit, man.
I'm just keeping it real.
It makes a whole lot of sense.
Not the drag racing hangover.
I'm just keeping it real. I'm just keeping it real. Yeah. That's all.
All they did was put some antifreeze in their shit. Why shouldn't they be ready?
Come on,
boy. Well, Toe Tag ain't got no antifreeze in it. That bitch still got water. She said that motherfucking shop don't go under 55 degrees. She in there. She good. She got heat on her.
That's why the bitch so lazy and won't go. You goddamn it. You got to treat Toe Tagger like a hoe. Put her in the cold.
She don't like being in the cold yet.
Man, she'll run like a motherfucker for you, bitch.
Well,
you
that what Lil Mo tell you. Toe Tagger tell me something different.
Mm-hmm. Man, Lil Mo got bulletproof vest on, a hoodie on, and got 15 clips on his side. And he on the corner right now, Vic.
Hey, me and Toe Tagger had a real, real deep conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And she apologized. She told me she was sorry that she made me look like a fool, but she gonna get together. She right. She ready. She ready. Say she ready for this new year. What'd you say, Chad? Yes, sir. I like
we
that. We ain't got no choice. We got to. We got some unfinished business. Y'all already coming from behind. Y'all 2-0. Y'all got to get your act right.
Yeah, I want you to leave that horseshoe at home. Leave it in the drawer. I'm putting it in your back pocket.
I'm ready. She ready. You gonna have the optimum chance. Get ready. You got all.
Hey Vic, you racing the red car or the gray car?
Any one of them. The gray ones. They might do something stupid again. I ran the red one first last time, and it was supposed to have been the faster car. Then they turned around and ran me with the slower car. So I don't know. You got to ask Sam that question.
Uh-huh.
But like Sam said, I had a horseshoe in my pocket, so I take that too. A win is a win. I take it.
Yeah.
In other words, you like the Los Angeles Lakers, huh?
Man, them motherfuckers is getting their ass. But they ain't lose as bad as goddamn Boston. Man, they goddamn Boston lost by 35.
Shit. The Lakers losing by 28.
Shannon becoming what? He kept Shannon home. Becoming that super-sized condo with all that furniture in it. Man got his grandmama couches in it. His couches.
Oh, man.
Just look at the people that got couches, you know? I'm just
hey, they don't never discount that. I swear, they don't say, man.
Hey, man, I didn't ask you to comment.
I ain't going to say nothing.
You know when I was driving, snitching? You know who it was?
said, this motherfucker needs to be on South Chicago somewhere. In 99.
Unbelievable, man. I swear. You ain't lying. Oh, my God. You sure right.
You're going to have to race Richie Rich. You're going to have to give him the break.
I swear. Man, he texted me the other day. I swear.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he texted me the other day.
That's all right. Man.
That's funny that you said him, because he sure texted me the other day.
Hey, man, he's been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a gambler. He would gamble. I done seen, that's what I asked Preacher Boy earlier, a gambler. That boy would gamble. You see him gamble.
See, it ain't the gambler ain't about how much money you got. The gambler can have 500 to his name and some bills that need to be paid and will bet 400. That's the gambler saying, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I just feel I could just win. You might go home looking stupid. Maybe not. But that's the gambler. The gambler don't care. Like, I just feel something. I just want to try. I'm addicted.
Yeah, he gonna try it. He sure gonna try it.
My.
Say it again, kid.
My.
Oh man, I really appreciate y'all tonight. It was some good dialogue. I love when we get dialogue like this. It was wide range. I really like that.
Oh yeah, happy birthday, Tutu.
Happy birthday, mm-hmm. Brother Tutu.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, anybody else? Everybody done? I'm sure going to bed. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
I hope y'all marked y'all calendars.
You better make sure that snowblower working tomorrow.
Oh,
y'all keep that shit up there where y'all at. That shit ain't coming.
It ain't
going to
snow.
We're going to send it down to Indiana, Vic. Y'all need something to look at anyway.
No, I like seeing the grass. I'm still looking at the grass right now. Keep that shit up there.
Hey, it's going to rain, man.
Hey, Vic, the same is over here is the same as over where you at. You ain't nothing but down the street, man. Get somewhere.
Hey, that's all right. I ain't got no snow. When y'all had snow, we ain't had no snow, goddamn.
Vic about 150 miles out the way.
Damn right. Y'all got to keep that shit. I'm good. All we had was some rain. But yes, sir, it's going to be all right. I'll see y'all. I'll talk to y'all next Thursday and be ready for the bowling party next month.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. All right, y'all. Same bat time, same bat channel next Thursday. I appreciate y'all, as always.
All right.